The winter storm was a change of pace for just about every part of New Hampshire, with the exception of Mount Washington. The forecasters who work at the Mount Washington Observatory on the summit say they've been getting snow all week, and at night, they've been hearing winds of over 100 miles per hour. That's enough to keep me on the ground for the rest of winter, but not my next guest, Karen Tolan. She and some colleagues are not only planning a trip to the summit of Mount Washington next week, but they're getting there by dog team. Karen is a partner at Muddy Paw Sled Dog Kennel in Jefferson, which is making a sled dog summit attempt next week. She joins us now with a preview. Karen, welcome to All Things Considered.
Well, thanks for having me.
Dog teams have been to the top of Mount Washington before, but not for decades. Is that right?
Well, exactly. They've been up before in the springtime. There have been three previous ascents. And the last ascent was actually by Carl Brown in the early 90s in the spring.
And before that, 1920s and 30s, I think I remember.
Exactly. There was a woman named Florence Clark of Clark's Trading Post and Arthur Walden in the 1926.
Well, who all is going to be part of your team?
Well, actually, I'm going to be on the base coordinating. One of our key mushers, his name is Chase Tingle, and he will be the musher that gets to make the actual summit attempt. He's going to be joined by a representative of the Otter Road, Stephen Kaming, and they're going to work together to get one team up to the very summit.
And how many dogs are on a team?
He'll have 8 dogs with him on that day.
How do they train or practice for a climb like this, or do they?
Well, they do, but actually it's part of their normal routine here in the winter. We actually do run sled dog tours. So many of their runs could be from 35 to 50 miles with varying terrain and elevation. So that really prepares them for this. They've also gone on some practice runs up to treeline just to coordinate, get an idea of the conditions, and experience some of the mountain before the actual attempt.
And you mentioned conditions. In true mountaineering fashion, summit day is more like a window. It could be any number of days next week.
Exactly. We're really hoping for March 8th, departing at 9 a.m., but it is very possible that even up to the last minute or mid-journey, they could decide they have to turn back due to high winds or icy conditions, because the most important thing for this is stay safe and keep those dogs and of course, the guests safe as well.
And we shouldn't go any further without mentioning something that's very unique about your teams. They're rescue dogs.
A lot of our dogs are, actually. That's how our for-profit kennel got started, Muddy Paw Sled Dog Kennel. And it was a labor of love. I personally work in education along with my business partner. So the kennel was started to support those dogs that we would take in. Over the years, we began to realize that it wasn't quite enough, so we started a new nonprofit, my business partner and I serve as board members on that nonprofit, and it's called the New Hampshire Sled Dog Rescue and Education Center. And this is our grand kickoff and fundraising attempt for this event.
It's interesting. Your kennel has been working with rescue dogs for a number of years. There's Rolling Dog Farm in Lancaster, and there's several other high-profile animal rescue groups and sanctuaries in the area. What is it about northern New Hampshire that speaks to rescue animals?
Well, I'm not sure about what it is about the area, but I certainly know that our community is always very supportive, and a lot of our dogs come to us through word of mouth from people in the community saying, I know someone who can no longer care for this northern breed they've taken in, and the community also supports us. You know, they come out for rides, and those rides then support their care, so it's kind of a big circle up here.
Well, Karen, great talking with you, and best of luck next week. Let us know how it goes.
Thanks so much. We certainly will, and hope for good conditions for us, please.
You bet. Karen Tolan of Muddy Paw Sled Dog Kennel in Jefferson. Next week, a dog team from the kennel will attempt to climb the Mount Washington Auto Road. You can find out more about their attempt at our website, nhpr.org.